Now, there is some quite extraordinary footage broadcast last night on 7 News of homeless people out the front of the Rapture nightclub. Now, Neil Scott is the owner of that nightclub. We were expecting him to come on the program right now, but he's just hung up as we were waiting to come to him. So I'm not quite sure what's going on there. But if you haven't seen the footage, let me describe it to you. Essentially, a passerby with a mobile phone records Neil Scott with a verbal altercation with a number of homeless people. It looks like two or three out the front of his nightclub in Northbridge. And there are sort of threats to call the police and all the rest of it. He says, well, don't you call the police on me. And then there is footage of him essentially kicking the belongings of a homeless person. Now, that may or may not be the right thing to do. I suspect that it is not the best way to handle a conflict, but he seems to be fed up with what are said to be persistent homeless problem out the front of his nightclub. That name, Neil Scott, by the way, if it sounds familiar to you, it is because he was the nightclub owner who got himself in hot water when a woman accused, well, made an allegation of a drink spiking incident at that nightclub, the Rapture nightclub. And in his reply to her, he said basically that she wasn't good looking enough to have her drink spiked. So he's got a mouth on him. He's not without controversies. As I said, he was just on the phone, but he's since hung up. I do want to bring in the CEO of Shelter WA here, Michelle McKenzie. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Gareth.
What do you make of this?
Oh, look, I can understand that people are really concerned about people who are experiencing homelessness outside their businesses, but I'd really encourage them to take a compassionate approach, to contact the fantastic community services in the CBD and get some professional support and advice on how to work humanely and compassionately with people. Nobody should be sleeping rough, and there are some fantastic services that could help this gentleman to take a different approach to people that he's finding out the front of his business.
It is an issue for some business owners, isn't it, when they see persistent, I guess, rough sleepers always in the same spot. If they're trying to run a business, it's not easy.
It is, and that's why I'd encourage any business owner to call some of the services. They can get in contact with us and we can link them up with services. We've got outreach workers that can go out and work with the business owner and, importantly, with people who are sleeping rough and link them to services. We do know the state government's got some terrific new investment into immediate accommodation options, which is being opened in August. So, you know, the solutions are there, they're getting better, but nobody should be treated in that way, whether they're experiencing homelessness or whatever. People deserve compassion and dignity.
Now, Neil told us off air that he's frustrated with the lack of action from the City of Perth.
So the City of Perth has got an action plan. The City of Perth have put their money where their mouth is and they're investing millions of dollars into CBD responses in partnership with our sector. So is the state government. So I think any business owner needs to connect with us, connect with the services. We did some polling, Gareth, and in particular with COVID, the community gets it. Nobody should be sleeping rough. Nobody chooses to do this. We've got an absolute housing shortage at the moment. And what we need to do is say, look, it's freezing cold. It's pouring with rain. We should not have people living on the streets. And so connect with the services and let's see how we can all work together to end homelessness.
All right, Michelle, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Gareth.
Michelle McKenzie, she's the CEO of Shelter WA. If you saw the footage last night on the news, what did you make of it? 133-882. Is Neil Scott in the wrong to be going around kicking the belongings of homeless people? Or do you understand his frustration at the persistence of those people kind of setting up shop out the front of his nightclub? As I said, he is not an uncontroversial figure. I wonder if you'll bob his head up a little bit later today.